This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Impassioned pleas from Senate sponsors of the pain-capable Unborn Child Protection Act and a promise from President Trump to sign the bill were not enough to break a Democrat filibuster Monday. The restriction on abortion, supported, according to one poll, by 76% of Americans, will go as a hot issue to this November's elections. As we near the 13th anniversary of the death of Terri Schiavo, her family's Life and Hope Foundation is saying that myths surrounding her death are growing to accusations of bad faith on the part of her family. Whether you are familiar with her story or not, it bears reading on the web at lifeandhope.com. This is Life News Radio. News outlets operate as if they alone provide understanding of the world around us. It is a myth that helps them sell commercials or create ever-growing journalistic credibility. But the best place to gain that understanding is not at the other end of a channel clicker. Understanding, true understanding, is something formed within your soul. Take the time to contemplate the world around you, integrating without compromise what you perceive with what you believe and know to be true. In other headlines, Joy Villa went to the Grammys Sunday with a dress and accessories bragging about her daughter, the one she says was adopted by a wonderful family. Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg is countering rumors by saying she has no plans to retire. She is an outspoken advocate for court imposition of abortion rights. Chinese researchers have cloned two primates in a breakthrough that portends human cloning. There are currently no federal regulations on such research. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.